Yeah, Roger, Roger. I have, I guess I should say I did have a telephone line that was hooked up to the road, and a trash truck came and lifted its bucket that was in the front, and he caught that telephone line and tore it down, which was no skin off my back because I don't even use that line. I use the coax cable. No, but this is a phone system that runs over the internet, essentially. But there is a group of hams. It used to be called the Hams Hotline or something like that, the Amateur Radio Hotline. And now it's Hams over IP. And I'm trying to figure out how I could hook my system up to their system. I have trunking permissions now. It's tied to your call sign, but it's essentially a phone system specifically for hams. And I'm trying to figure out a way to trunk into that system. I just got my PBX server up and running last night, so I'm experimenting with some configurations. And no joy so far, but I just got started. I just took a stab at what I thought would work, and I guess it should be no surprise that since I know nothing about PBX that my first stab didn't work. So that I'm pretty used to that by now, but I always like to take a stab at something without reading the instructions first. I don't know why. It's a waste of time. I should read the instructions first. There's a reason they wrote them. But anyway, what can you tell me more about this wired to wireless device? Because it might hook into like the receiver port on the phone that I need to buy. It's a Cisco, Cisco IP phone that they have you hook up to the system, and you can dial up other hams. They get their own extensions and whatnot. So can you tell me more about that?